This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I dare any Democrat to list the attributes of each of their candidates as compared to Donald Trump. Send that gladiator into the arena to face Trumpus Maximus. Negro, please! Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Donald Trump is a gladiator. He is Maximus! Send your best. Do your will. Let's go, Democrats. Who's it gonna be? You want to talk leftism for a bit? So here's, over the weekend, something you could ask yourself if you want to talk leftism. How many black people were killed in Chicago last week? How many children in America were separated from their parents, particularly children of minorities, blacks and Latinos, because of domestic violence or some form of violence in their household? How many of them? How many of those do you think the Democrats are going to discuss? AOC and team, the squad. How many of those do you think they want to tell you about? How many cops were abused in some leftist crap hole city because they won't protect them? Because the police are too afraid to fight back? How many of those are out there? How many more women are subjected to sex slavery or kids are in human trafficking? In bi-directional, some leaving the country, others coming in to satisfy the whims of the Epsteins and the Weinsteins. How many of them? How many starlets are up on a casting couch in Hollywood waiting on that next role? How many women in the Me Too movement are still looking for, I don't know, the Tea Party rapist, the Tea Party racist, the Tea Party nationalist? How many of them are actively looking for that? Meanwhile, they still are in Hollywood or in whatever form of business that they're in, doing what they do, using their feminism to get what they want and blaming some guy for it, talking about the patriarchy. How many people have gone unprosecuted, been able to escape justice because some system inside, that, whether it's a Jussie Smollett-type case or whatever, in these inner cities is occurring, while they decry white privilege? Talk about white nationalism. Talk about, white guilt. Perpetrating white guilt. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about leftism. Let me tell you something, folks. With President Trump in office, you as a conservative listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, can feel like a winner. And that's just what President Trump promised you. He said, we might get tired of winning. Well, I don't anticipate getting tired of winning because I rather like the feeling of winning. As a lifelong winner, I know what it means to win. My status as a winner required a lot of early losing. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm proud to say I ain't going back. I know how to be a winner, and I know how to stay a winner. As the old saying goes, it's a lot better, a lot easier to stay in shape than it is to get in shape. So I ain't going back. Conservatives are trained to win. We understand that to get better at anything requires practice. It requires a lot of losses, so to speak. But see, losses not in the game are considered practice. And after practice, you can test yourself. And in the case of life, I promise you, is going to test you. Life is going to throw adversaries in your way. And as the saying goes, you win some, you lose some. The real saying is, you win some, you lose a hell of a lot more. But when you do that, you become a winner. Just like me, Kevin Jackson, on the Kevin Jackson Show. See how that works? Nothing's going to keep me down. Oh, Kevin, Fox News fired you. You know what? Screw Fox. Fox doesn't determine my future. I said it before, I'll say it again. If I never appear on Fox, I don't have to miss it. Let me tell you, I'll just be blunt. Fox misses me. And many of you miss me being on Fox because you tell me. But I don't care if I ever go back on that channel. So you either learn how to win or to overcome, or you become a leftist and you learn how to cheat. See, that's what happens. There's three ways you can go. You can learn how to be a winner, or you can learn how to lose and people are going to take advantage of you, or you can become a leftist cheat. The latter two are both leftists, because when you learn how to lose and you don't want to put the work in to win, you are by definition a leftist. I'm just explaining how it all works, folks. See, we as conservatives, we train and we train for rules. We understand, we say to ourselves, I don't want something out of life that has been given to me, unless it's been freely given, but I want to earn it. I'm willing to earn it. Leftists, on the other hand, they stack the deck. They stack the deck in every facet of life. And here's the reason why. It's a very simple thing. Leftists can't compete if you give them rules. They can't. They must unlevel the playing field. There is not a policy area that exists where leftists have not cheated, told you a white lie, told you a blatant lie, told you a retroactive lie, something. Not a policy. They can talk about Obamacare till they're blue in the face. If they presented Obamacare with the truth, it wouldn't have gotten in. You can't keep your doctor, and you can't keep your existing plan. They had said that, it doesn't go through. So what do? They lie to you. Then they get it and they go, well, it's better anyway, so you should be happy. Yeah, because we're elitists and we know what you, you know, we know it's better for you. So I'm just guessing, this is one example. That's what they do. They cry man-made global climate change and they pay scientists to lie. And then once the money dries up, the same adamant scientists who preach that nonsense admit they lied. Does the media come back and say, hey, you know, those scientists admitted that they lied? No, they move on. They press on, still talking about global climate change, hoping that in the remnants of it, that somewhere people will forget. Trump will forget. Just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. These scientists are all coming out going, you know, yeah, I mean, it's the only way I could get funding. I got funding because I told them what they wanted to hear. They wrote me a check for $250,000, $500,000. That's why we did it. But the left doesn't come back and explain that. They just press on. We're having another summit. And they got enough dummies, enough ignoramuses out there who will follow them and pretend that it matters. We're going to die in 12 years if we don't do something. Well, they sure don't have a sense of urgency that tells me they think they're going to die in 12 years, because they certainly moved on real fast to the border issue, didn't they? What do you care about kids in the border if we're going to be gone in 12 years, AOC? I'm just curious. Maybe somebody can answer that during the break. Listen to Kevin Jackson, folks. Lots to talk about. Keep it here. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I talked the other day about a guy named Shane Gillis. And he's creating a controversy within the left, particularly leftist comics, because leftist comics have bought into this idea of political correctness and how they speak. And so these guys are just, they're trained, you know, eunuchs. I don't even find their comedy that funny. Now, I will admit, having to talk around political correctness does have its own sort of comedic flair to it. But I'm the type of person, if I notice something, I tell people this all the time, man, if you got a zit on the front of your nose, don't act like I'm not going to know. I'm not the one who's going to pretend it ain't there. I'm not. I might, if we're in a meeting or something, I might. But I'm just saying, the minute that we get into a less controversial, you know, not controversial, but like a place where, you know, it's not like something serious, I'm going to be like, dude, what's with that zit, boy? You know, when is the baby to be born? You know what I'm saying? Go on and pop that bad boy. I want to be on it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. All my friends know this. And here's the deal. To dish it out, you got to be able to take it. You got to be able to take it. You got to have a sense of humor. I have friends that will rag on me about whatever. They will talk about balls. They'll talk about my weight, my height, whatever. I don't have a whole lot you can criticize. I'm a fairly, you know, well put together fella, especially for my age. And I can hold my own in most circumstances. I was playing. Y'all, I probably told this story, but I remember we had a turkey bowl during Thanksgiving. And all these, you know, early 20-something, 30-somethings were out there playing. And it was a neighborhood deal, so they said, hey, man, come on out and play. I went out there. I scored so many touchdowns that these guys were going, who is this ringer? Who is this ringer? And I'm telling you, I was a solid decade older than any of them, maybe older. And I was running around there like I was like a four-year-old that could catch. So, yeah, I can take it. I can dish it out and I can take it. And when I'm not good, like hockey, I skate like a pig on ice. You would have lots to ridicule me about, and I would go after the drink, after the game, rather, for drinks, and you would tell me how bad I was, and I would go, yeah, man, it was. No, it's actually worse than you even tell me. That's my nature. We should be able to take a joke, but we can't. So anyway, Shane Gillis was going to be hired on Saturday Night Live. We talked about this on the program. Going to be hired on Saturday Night Live. They found old material where he criticized Asians and decided, well, in the spirit of being, you know, pro-Asian, we cannot make, you know, we can't let Sean be on Saturday Night Live. Now, I'll be honest with you, Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny for decades. I never watch it. I don't care. But I guess in some circles, it's still a big deal. So Rob Schneider, former Saturday Night Live cast member, said, hey, man, you shouldn't be held to task over your comedy. Comedy can be malicious at times, but it can also... Comedy is such a tool, I swear. It's an amazing tool. Dave Chappelle doing Juicy Smollett was... that was one of the best bits ever. You know, now, I talked about Juicy Smollett, but I didn't make him French. And just Juicy Smollett. But Dave Chappelle did, and it was hysterical, and he was making the bigger point. He was criticizing the inability of black people to criticize Jussie, so they shut up. The LGBT community jumping on Jussie Juicy's, in this case, his side, when they knew this dude was wrong. It didn't matter. Look at the stuff that just happened with Kavanaugh. Didn't matter, right? I'm not talking about the first part. I'm talking about part two of Kavanaugh, where the New York Times blatantly omitted stuff live and still want you to believe that they're a credible news source. This is where we are. The reason why I want to bring up this guy Gillis, though, is he came back and he says it would be the funniest. He says he joked that Donald Trump would be the funniest president to get shot in his first return to stand-up. Now, I love that he did this, and here's why. He's not wishing for the president to get shot. He's joking about how Donald Trump would react if he got shot. It was enough to cause controversy on both sides, to make everybody think about the issue. See, that's what beautiful thing is about comedy. Because I've written a show, a pilot for it called In Comedy There's Truth. In comedy there is truth. And what the left wants to do is they want to silence these comics from the truth. They go on to say this. Gillis was booted from the NBC late night staple after a YouTube video surfaced of him using a racial slur while discussing a Chinatown neighborhood with another comedian. Two comedians riffing over material. In addition to the jokes about President Trump, the 31-year-old comic addressed the backlash he received since his joke came to light. This was hysterical. So here's what he said. Now he's doing stand-up and he says this. He says, it's been weird. He says, Twitter obviously has been nuts. You try to stay off it while the whole country hates you. That's not a fun feeling. He says, everybody's like, you can't say blank and not expect consequences. I'm fine with the consequences. That's it. I'm not arguing. But I do want everyone to know that I've been reading every one of my death threats with an Asian accent. That, my friends, is hysterical. That's hysterical. Good for him for getting up off the ground, going on stage, and making a joke out of the circumstances. That's what's called a callback. You know, he gets fired because he was saying some off-color things about Asians. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever used an Asian voice like, Oh, yeah, I was talking to this Asian dude. He was like, well, Kevin, you need to know something. So, sure. You ever done that? You ever talk like an essay, man? You ever talk like this? Hey, man, I was talking to this Mexican dude. He was telling me something like this, man, you know. A Puerto Rican, you know, you're talking to a Puerto Rican dude. It's very different. It's very different. Or you ever done a black boy? Yeah, man, so like, you know, my brother, you know, you all talking about stuff like this. You ever done those? Maybe you talk to the girly boys.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Here's the thing. We've all done it. There's hardly a person over 30 years old that hasn't told, you know, an off-color joke. I'll never forget my basketball coach. He said this. We were going into basketball practice, me and a dude named Fagan, a black dude, and his name is Fred. And the coach goes up, the white coach, he comes up, he says, hey. He says, Jackson, Fagan. He says, how do you keep five guys from raping a white woman? And we were like, no, coach. He says, throw him a basketball. We just shut up. And we walked away. Now, I'm going to tell you, in today's society, coach is fired. Coach said that it wasn't just us. I mean, he was telling the joke to us, but other people heard it. You know, another one of my teachers, he said this. What do you call four Mexicans drowning in the Rio Grande? I'm telling you, true story. I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, Cuatro Cinco. Funny joke. I mean, when you think about just the play on words, obviously four Mexicans drowning in the Rio Grande isn't funny, but you get the meaning, right? So, this is the way things are. Anyway, I love the Gillis ditties. He says he was labeled a bad guy, he says, and people assumed that he was alt-right or something. He says, for real, though, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. He winked at the audience. I didn't, but that was tough. His whole campaign was at me. Are you a fat idiot? Yeah, dude. What are we doing? And he's joking about that. Good for him.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump campaign is asking for a recall in Wisconsin, saying there have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the results. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Michigan by about 20,000 votes. North Carolina, another state that has not been officially called for President Trump. He does have a slim lead in the state. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Wortley expresses optimism regarding that presidential race.
We are here today to celebrate an absolutely fantastic election day. As we said yesterday and last night, it was a great day to be a Republican here in North Carolina.
The Georgia Secretary of State saying there are about a quarter of a million ballots left to be counted in his state. Brad Raffensperger telling voters that every vote legally cast will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News. There will be no update on election numbers in Nevada today. State officials saying they will provide their next update on Thursday. Former Vice President Joe Biden currently has a slim lead of about 8,000 votes in the state. As far as what's the holdup, Darren Shaw with the Fox News Decision Desk reminds everyone.
Nevada tends to be very good at vote counting, but because they have this mail-in system and they're receiving ballots on election day, they're not processing them until today. And to process them properly, this is according to the Secretary of State, they're going to need to do signature checks to make sure that the person didn't also vote in person, right? So no double voting.
Incumbent Senator from Maine Susan Collins also saying her opponent, Sarah Gideon, the Democrat, called to concede in the Maine Senate race. Democrats hoping to pick up Senate seats in Maine, Colorado, Texas, South Carolina, and Kentucky, only picking up the seat in Colorado where the former Democratic governor beat Cory Gardner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be still my heart. Be still my heart. A man wrote this article. His name is Dove Fisher. And it's titled, Yes, I Am a White Male. Deal with it. It was in the American Spectator. And I got to tell you, he had me at hello. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. What an article. Dove, I think we met at an event in D.C. I got to contact this. This was an amazing article on so many levels. And let me just tell you, this is snark par excellence. I mean, I read this thinking, this is something I would have written if I was a white dude. Here's what he wrote. Just as I happened to miss the entire NFL season again this year, I recently missed the Stacey Abrams show that followed President Trump's marvelous State of the Union speech 2 weeks ago. I was going to watch her cry and about how she really had won the Georgia gubernatorial election in November because, after all, she had Obama and Oprah campaigning for her, so she could not possibly have lost. My TV was already tuned to the station, but first I had to sharpen some pencils. Then there were those two soda cans that were empty, so I had to be put into the recyclables garbage. It was getting late at night, so I had to adjust the thermostat. I noticed two or three pieces of lint on the carpet, so I had to pick them up. I don't know where the time went. I love that kind of snark. That's good snark. Interesting, isn't it, that the Democratic Party, with free national television time on all the networks, selected the ungovernor of Georgia. They have a prominent member of the Cherokee Nation who proudly boasts enough Indian blood to provide one-third of an aunt's nutritional needs for 20 minutes. Another senator from the land of Minnesota Nice who abuses her workers, insults and demeans them, throws things at them, consequently has the highest of staff turnovers and even needed to be counseled privately by gentleman Harry Reid. Another, Spartacus, the vegan gladiator of Newark, who published that he would fondle women as he worked his way around the playing field from first base to second base, managing to avoid any shortstop. I'm sure you caught the reference to Spartacus on that one. Then he goes on, he's talking about Kamala Harris here, and he says another, who had aged 30-ish, pranced about publicly up and down the Golden State with a married power broker in his 60s, girlfriend and boyfriend, all while the sugar daddy's wife, Blanche Brown, was telling the news media, listen, she may have him at the moment, but come inauguration day, and he's up there on the platform being sworn in, I'll be the bee holding the Bible. Now, this tells you a lot about the culture of the people who would elect Kamala Harris or any of the members of the Congressional Black Circus. He says, so many wonderful choices, and they choose the un guy. For the record, Stacey Abrams also is co-founder of Nourish, Inc. Un-Guy Stace was chosen because she is black, not white. She is female, not male. In other words, in the world of Democrat intersectionality, she was born with 2 points. And all she needs is someday to convert to Islam, find Navajo, Iroquois, or Asian blood, and to express doubts about her gender identity. And she will be moved from Pelosi Speaker's Bureau to head their list of future Supreme Court nominees. I love this guy. Wow. Dove Fisher is who I'm reading. I'm reading this guy's stuff. This is great. Here's the thing, he writes. In our new racially divided intersectionalist society that Obama created, I now feel more than ever very, very white and very, very male. Crazy Maisie Hirono wants men to shut up. The Me Too crowd wants all women's voices to be believed unquestionably, except when such trust might take down Michael Avenatti or hand the Virginia governorship to a Republican. Well, my response to Linda Sarsour and Tamika Mallory and the whole bunch of Women's March Jew-hating, Christian-hating, European-hating, man-hating bigots is this. I'm a white male. Deal with it. Now, see, I love this piece because here's a guy that says, I'm sick of running from who I am. If you were born in this day and time, you are entitled. You got something that you didn't have to get. You didn't necessarily deserve it. Your mother had a choice, and she chose you. So there is nobody born, according to the rules of the left. This is not us. So what? You're born into poverty. You got born. You got born. Your mom had a choice. She could have aborted you. She didn't. So, and this is what one of my callers reminded me of. So good for you, caller. I don't remember who you are, but I'm happy you gave me that call. I agreed with you. He says, here's what my white privilege entails me to enjoy. And eat your hearts out. I get up every morning and I go to work. I work very hard. If I do my work well, the fruits of my labors result in great personal satisfaction, touch others' lives, and provide me and those I love with a respectable living. If I fail, I am left without anything because as part of my white male privilege, I was socialized never, not under any circumstances, to accept food stamps, welfare, or any government assistance if I could otherwise work for income. In our white male privilege universe, the women with whom we associate signal that a man on government assistance is not worthy of being a marriage partner. For white male privilege to generate female interest, we need not be millionaires, though that never hurts. But we definitely at least must be hardworking. And we get extra points if we project resourcefulness. Privilege. Number two. When my former wife and I ran into a financially challenging time early in our marriage, that was many, many moons ago, it emerged that one of the two of us would have to set aside our personal career aspirations and dreams, maybe for the next few years, maybe for the rest of a lifetime. And feminism or no feminism, egalitarianism or no egalitarianism, it emerged that the marital partner with white male privilege is the one who has to give up everything to bring in more money because egalitarianism and feminism notwithstanding, it's a man's job. So I left the rabbinate and went to law school. Privilege. Years later, no one gave my kids an extra wink-wink when they applied for college admission. The University of California has no seats set aside for the children of white privilege. Neither do the Ivy League schools. Yes, they do set aside some legacy spots for the children of the George Bushes and the Kennedys to get in. But those seats come with expectations that major donations will follow. For regular white male privilege stiffs like me, though, my kids need to score in the upper stratospheres of the admission exams, or they will need to readjust their dreams. While others get admitted ahead of them with lower entrance exams, profoundly meager extracurricular records, and weaker math and verbal skills. So not only does his white privilege not apply to him, it doesn't apply to his kids who want to get into these same schools that other kids who no longer have any privilege, who've been told that they're underprivileged. By the way, they're not because they were born, but they now get the privilege that he supposedly has. That's evening out the playing field. I like that this guy just went at this thing. I really do. I think that if more people took this tack, we'd find ourselves you know, in a much more civilized society. Anyway, let me go on. So he says, and with my white male privilege, I have to watch and hear my essence insulted every day by one of the two major political parties in this country. I'm a really fair and enormously accepting guy. I would never judge someone by race, religion, ethnicity, gender preference. Yet, the privileged white male never knows when some sociopath may be lurking at the next Clintonian basketful to point a finger and say, you voted for Trump? You're a racist. Or, you speak perfect English. You are an ethno-nationalist. You quote great works of European literature? You're a first worlder. You believe in the Bible? You're a homophobic and not suited to be judge in an American court. You speak of how your grandparents entered this country legally through the port of entry at Ellis Island? You're xenophobic. You tell people there's an opportunity in America? You're a deplorable. His number five reason is with white male privilege, I end up regularly sharing some of my money with others. I cannot get away with merely virtue signaling by kneeling at the national anthem and buying Nike sneakers or Gillette female razors and then wallowing in cash that I do not share. Unlike the NBA and NFL gazillionaires who get paid millions because they can throw a ball or dribble in public or knock somebody down or who devote their Benjamins to their own narcissistic self-indulgences, it has been socialized in the white males of privilege like me that we give generously to those who need, not leaving it to the government to spread crumbs for the needy with other people's money. No, white males are not perfect. Flaws are a defining aspect of the human experience. I have my own issues with the cheapskates and the penny pinchers of NATO who not pay their fair share of their expense but expect America to pay out in treasure and blood. As a Jew, I also am well aware of some past matters that occurred in Europe, but I look at my East European heritage with deep pride. That European heritage, whether East or West European, is a source of great ideas, world-changing values that produce governments dedicated to freedom from tyranny, Protestant work ethic, daring to explore new worlds and to take the risk to achieve great things, all of which has brought more prosperity, more comfort, better life, more learning, wisdom than could have ever been imagined. The wealthiest people of Europe cannot have imagined air conditioning in the summer, automobiles, air travel, vacations for business. The white males of the West dared advance great theories and breakthroughs in science and medicine and blah, blah, blah. No, the Caucasian male experience has not been exclusively proud. He talks about other people being killed and things like this, but he says, you know what? Enough is enough. And I happen to agree with him. Stand up for yourself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, Kevin, it is an absolute honor to get through and stuff to talk to you. But tell you what, you're talking about the burnout thing. Hey, I'm a 65-year-old white ham and egger. I work 3 jobs. I work 7 days a week. You know, we ain't making a ton of money or anything like that, but you know, I ain't bitching, I ain't moaning, I just keep working hard, and one day, you know, the good Lord has blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids and, you know, great grandkids and all that stuff and everything, and died in the world conservative, but trouble is, my wife's liberal as hell. We're like Mary Matlin and James Carville, you know. I'm Mary Matlin and she's James Carville. So, but anyway, I appreciate everything that you do. Thank God for your program. Thank God for Larry Elder, all these other guys, Rush. Everybody, you keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for what you do, and absolute pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, my friend. He's Mary Matlin in his relationship with his wife, and she's James Carville. Hey, good luck with keeping that together. I don't know many people who could. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was one of the callers. Left me a message a while back. Wanted to thank him for that. Appreciate everything you guys do in promoting the program, listening to the program, giving us feedback on the program. And I also appreciate that sentiment because, as I've explained many times, we don't, this team doesn't put this show together with anything. There is no agenda. You know, like, oh, we're going to promote the right-wing agenda. We look at what we find crazy, and we promote it. It's really that simple. We discuss it. We want you guys to be able to, you know, figure it out for yourselves. But I'm going to let you know when people do stupid things, like the San Francisco board authorizing $600,000 to destroy a mural of George Washington. I talked about this on the show a couple of times already. They said, it's rude and disrespectful to people's cultures. The country that wouldn't even be a country if it weren't for General George Washington, who became America's first president. And they say it's rude and disrespectful. School board president agreed. I think the images are really harmful. TeaPartyCommunity.org is an activist organization. This is one of the places we should target. We should target San Francisco, target this school board, and explain to them, ask them a simple, who would you want a mural of? Malcolm X? I mean, not that I have a problem with Malcolm X, but Che Guevara? I have a problem with that one, so let's do that. Who do you want a picture of? Castro? What's going to be left? I've talked about incrementalism a lot. Incrementalism in the emasculation of men. Let me tell you, men are in short supply. I'm talking about real men. Men who live up to their word. Do what they say what they do. Those kind of guys. Handshake is as good as a contract kind of men. They're in short supply. Girly men, men who will tell you one thing and do something completely different, they are growing by leaps and bounds. Rude and disrespectful. One guy, board's vice president Mark Sanchez, says painting it over represents not only a symbolic fresh start, but a real fresh start. A fresh start to what? When you guys ask yourselves, are school boards important? City councils? All these little roles? You better know the answer. They're important. Are you going to be able to do this in San Francisco? Make any headway? Short answer, no. Too far gone. Doesn't mean you can't raise a stink. It's unbelievable. Anyway, those were some of the comments that were made about George Washington. What about Nike? Recalling flag shoes because of Kaepernick. What's with all the corporations sucking up to the political correct world? What's with this? How powerful are you, conservatives? I'm just curious. Look, I don't care. I'm not boycotting Nike. I'm not one of these guys that says boycott Nike, do whatever you want. I mean, you know, let's organize and do it. I'll tell you this, though. I don't buy it. I won't buy Nike. I don't buy Nike. I've gotten rid of most of my Nike. When did executives, though, lose their male, you know, genitalia? When did theirs shrink up to be the size of raisins is what I want to know. Because let me tell you something. Your money is much better than a leftist money. You spend it more freely. You make more of it. You spend it more freely. You don't try to cheat. You don't wear something and take it back. When did we allow this to happen? Yeah. I get frustrated because Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, two examples of stores that said, we're not capitulating to the left, and their sales went through the roof. We still aren't making our point. Why not? Why is it that we can't convince these corporations that following this weirdness, trend, transsexual bathrooms, blah, 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 is nonsense. Look at how it hurt Target. Initially, Nike stock lost millions. I followed it. It went back up. It's actually higher than what it was. I hope it's dropped again. I haven't watched it anymore. But I hope it's dropped again. When are we going to make our point? When do we get together and prove our economic prowess? The power of our dollar? Or do we just let it go? I don't even answer these questions. I'm just asking. These leftist-run organizations, capitalists, are bending to any leftist agenda that is out there. They bend to the LGBT agenda. They bend to the BLM agenda. They bend to whatever's out there. It doesn't matter. But they won't bend to your agenda, which is no agenda. You're asking them, make a good product, sell at a good price. I don't really care. I don't care if it has no trans fat. I don't care if it's gluten-free. I don't care if it's smokeless. I don't care about your transgender bathrooms. I don't care about your GM, what they call it, NGO supporting, we do this, or we don't bring in blood diamonds, or we only get our coffee beans out of monkey butts. I don't care. Make a good product, sell it at a fair price. All of this comes from the problem we have in America, the biggest problem, which of course is leftism. But the biggest problem, the bigger problem than leftism, is the fact that we finance our leftists. See, if leftists had to get off their lazy butts and go to work and get fleeced the way we do, they wouldn't have all this free time to think up nonsense. How do we derail this train? See, that train has been running down the track for decades. Don't let Muslims pray, have their own prayer rooms in your company, a boycott. Muslims don't want to take liquor, ship liquor in a truck because it's against their religion, as if they know what's in the back or if it matters. Do you think Allah is going, oh, you ship liquor, you don't get your virgins? So they're so disingenuous, they lie through their teeth. When it suits them, they can do whatever they want. They can lie to the infidel if it's all for the sake of jihad. But God forbid you actually say, hey, you got to take this truck from Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. And, oh, what is in the truck? I cannot take that. This is, blah, 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 this is against my religion. Suddenly everything is against their religion. But not when they want to blow up gay nightclubs or shoot up gay nightclubs or shoot up Christmas parties or drive trucks over people. I would venture to tell you that killing innocent people is against their religion. I would think so. Anything that's called a religion has to have some form of piety, some form of humanity. Not theirs. So anyway, go to the grocery store and you get to see it all. It's no trans fat, you know, no sugar, no this, And it's just, and what's funny about it is, you'll see a product that never had gluten in it. Never. And it'll be on the package. Not way made with glutens. Okay, thanks for that, for Beanie Babies. Or, yeah, thanks for that for sugar, this or that. I mean, has nothing to do with glutens. Never did. But now the packaging needs to have it so people, oh, it's gluten-free. Not made by child labor. I don't care who made. Look, if the laws in some land says kids 14 years old can make it, I'm not going to dispute it. The left certainly don't. They certainly don't hold Africa the same standard as us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.